Om Shanti. Today is the 12th of January 2020, and the point for the special homework to experience the avyakta stage is: if you have love for Father Brahma, show the signs of that love in a practical way. Father Brahma had number one love for the Murli, through which he became Murlidhar. Whatever Father Brahma had love for and still has love for now, your love for that also has to be constantly visible. Study every Murli with a lot of love and become an embodiment of it. Although not all of us, and perhaps less than more of us, have met Brahma Baba, we all have this recognition of this human being that made such effort that he became the father of humanity, the one who emerged, experienced, and showed in a practical way his love for all the souls of the world. Because he was able to recognize Baba, to recognize Baba's love. And the first gift that Baba gave to Brahma Baba and to all of us is knowledge. Knowledge through which we can understand Baba's perspective. He gave us the Murli. And like with anything else, what we see or what we understand, recognize, or what benefit we get from something depends on how we experience it, what filters we have. And the Murli is like music. It's like an instrument, musical instrument that does magic to the heart. But it has to be heard in the right way, because even a beautiful song or beautiful music can create some kind of headache if it is not heard with the right filter from the right space. Baba's knowledge is like music, and the purpose of music or a song is to make the heart dance, to make the soul experience intoxication. And we have all experienced this, how we may be in a certain emotional stage, in a certain mood, and just listening to our favorite song and everything changes instantly. So it is good to check, regardless what we have experienced in the past, check and change and see if the Murli has the same power, if the Murli can do the same magic while listening to it or while thinking of it. And when we listen to the Murli, Perhaps the best way to listen to it is soul consciousness. And soul consciousness is, of course, what Baba constantly encourages us, pulling our attention to. It is the first and the last lesson, and the lesson all along. And so we can practice this soul consciousness all the time. This is our aim. But starting also, or continuing while we're listening to the Murli. And it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference listening to the Murli as a role that has so many things to change, because this is how we'd understand the Murli if we heard it as a role that I am this role that is still making effort and I have things to change. I'm imperfect. But Baba, as often says, speaks to the souls. And whether it is the Murli, or whether it is yoga, whether it is dharana, whether it is service, whether it is the whole life, our aim is to experience these four subjects and to experience our life as the right person. And the right person is the soul. And for Baba, the soul is already perfect, because Baba always sees the original, eternal stage of the soul. And while we're listening to the Murli, if we listen to it and make the rest of the effort, which is to imbibe it, if we do all this, considering the self as a soul, as an angel, as the one who is already perfect, if we see this being of light, this eternal star listening to the supreme star, then we understand Baba in a completely different way. And sometimes what has been found to help anyone who is practicing it is to kind of see two classrooms. One classroom is the physical one where the Brahmins sit, and the other classroom is the stars, the beings of light that are using their bodies. So, where am I? Where is my position when I listen to the Murli? Am I in the invisible world where I always am? I am an invisible subtle being, and I belong to this subtle dimension, and I use the body. But am I listening to the Murli as such, as this invisible star that is already perfect? And Baba comes to remind this being, this angel, that he is already perfect. And in this way, I understand everything that Baba says in a completely different way. So when Baba speaks about Ravan as an enemy, the vices, then of course we are responsible for them, because in our forgetfulness we created these sanskaras, and we are the ones who consciously have to take care of them. But At the same time, it is very clear that the one who is doing this effort, if we want to use this word, or the ones who have this dedication and focused attention on this aim, are the ones who are already perfect. So it is a very different approach towards the weaknesses. When someone is powerful and he knows who he is and he knows that these weaknesses is not him, then identifying with the weaknesses and trying to change myself rather than changing or not using the weaknesses that I have created, of the weaknesses that I have created the habit of using. So maybe next time we think of a point of Baba, and next time we listen to the Murli, we can experiment with being this Babsaman, equal to Baba, companion. And Baba warns his companion about the dangers of forgetfulness while his companion is on the stage playing out his role. And one thing is to listen to the Murli, and listening to it in the right way. And our aim while we are in action, when the Murli has finished and when we aim to imbibe it. So this aim is to maintain the experience while in action. When we have an insight by listening to knowledge in the right way, then this insight is valuable and is a glimpse of truth. So imbibing is not about anything else except remembering this insight and using it while in action. And Baba has said in an avyakt Murli that churning the knowledge, imbibing it, is to think when and how I can use this point for the self and others. But now this point is not just a definition or an understanding or something that I like only, but something that I have experienced because I heard it in the right way. I had a glimpse of it in my heart. And now I can use it. I can use the experience itself in action. So the aim is not something that I have to make effort to feel in action, but I have already meditated on it, which means I allowed it to be live. I saw the life in it, and in this way I can use it in action much easier, because when something touches the heart, then it is easy to visit it, in the same way that for a long time we have experienced weaknesses, sometimes irritation or dislikes or any other kind of weaknesses. And because they touch the heart, we felt them. That's why then it's easy to feel them again. And of course, by repeating them in a way unconsciously, then it has become easy to use them throughout the day. So it is so important to have an aspect of truth, a point of the Murli, as an aim to imbibe it throughout the day, but in the form of a feeling, an avyakt feeling. And that's why listening to the Murli as if it is a meditation, because meditation is about bridging theory and heart, knowledge and experience. So if this is the way I listen to the Murli, and it is an actual experience, then I can imbibe this experience easily. And Murlidhar is a big title, but Baba is very generous with giving us the titles that he has, because he sees us as equals. And the ones who work on themselves so that they are the embodiments of what they know, they can't but be Murlidhars, not only with words, but with their being, with their experience. If I experience knowledge, of course I can speak whenever it is possible and necessary, but I am this, I am Murlidhar by the energy, by the feelings that I experience, I vibrate. Thank you. Om Shanti.